The Cold Pizza Podcast is an unofficial nonprofit audio program and is a personal project focused on the ideals of fun and free speech. This podcast is intended for a mature audience with an open mind and sense of humor. All music played is for the sole experience inside the podcast. All commercials are fake and should not be taken seriously. The Cold Pizza Podcast has no legal affiliation with Outward Bound or the locations of its recordings. Don't bother suing, we have no money. This podcast is brought to you by Black Ice, sending you flying onto your ass since the ice ages. Welcome to the podcast, everybody. And look who just showed up. Jeez, I set up everything. You think it's the warehouse? Why would you think it's the warehouse? We're always in here. We're in the warehouse.
I really had to poop.
Anyways, you know where the coffee is. Grab yourself a mug and we can begin, at least.
Dude, I got a major headache.
Oh, boo fucking ho. Drink some water, you big baby. Hydrate, man. You're in the mountains.
That's not because of dehydration, fool.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sure.
Because I don't sleep shit anymore.
Sleep. Yeah, that's always a tricky one, isn't it? You never seem to get enough, no matter how much you actually do sleep. And when you do actually sleep, you feel like you only slept for 2 hours.
Yup.
Woohoo!
Today's gonna be fun.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be outside all day.
Apparently. What the fuck, dude?
I don't know. And we're not allowed to drive either, so.
It's like, what are we supposed to be doing?
I don't know.
All Katie said was decommissioning vehicles. What the fuck does that mean?
Removing everything in them, basically.
Didn't we do that already?
I don't fucking know.
I thought for sure we did that on some vehicles. I remember doing that. Oh, the ones that own the rentals.
We still have to go up to Champion, too.
Why?
Because we still have all the fucking wood here.
Hmm?
One of the trucks is full of wood. We haven't gone to Champion Cabins yet.
It's supposed to go to Champion Cabins?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
No. No.
No. Why?
That's not the... You know what? It's too early.
Yeah. Let's not talk about work. Let's talk about sleep.
I'm sleep deprived.
We're all sleep deprived. I went to bed at 1. I'm here at 6.
People keep texting me. I don't know why.
It's called Do Not Disturb. Ever heard of it?
It's mainly my family.
Again, Do Not Disturb. Ever heard of it?
They're all freaking
favorites?
No. It's because my brother just had surgery.
Oh, shit.
So, backstory about my brother. Dude, so freaking funny. Me and him, we are hilarious. Like, you should see all three of us together. All hell would break loose. Like, oh my gosh. But yeah, backstory. Turns out, a couple years ago, I remember this clear as day. He told us, oh, my heart is on the wrong side of his chest. You know, it's normally supposed to be on the left.
It was on his right.
Yep.
Wow.
So, I remember that clear as day, and we gave him so much crap for that. So, this year, I mean, come on, of course. So, this year, he texted us again, and he was like, so, I just had physical, and they said I have a hole in my chest where all of my organs push up through the hole. So, now my organs are in my chest and move my heart over.
The fuck?
I'm like, dude, you are totally fucked up right now. It's freaking hilarious. You're like freaking invincible, like whatever. Because if somebody tries to shoot you in the heart, they'll freaking miss.
It's going to be a gut shot, but you'll live
for
a while.
Yeah, like you'll freaking live if you get shot. Just because your heart is on the opposite side. Which is freaking hilarious. But anyway, so recently he just had surgery for it, and they like fixed it. They did something.
They probably closed up the hole and moved the heart back.
Yeah, I think that's what they did. I don't know, I didn't really pay attention. I told him to send me a video of it, so he didn't do that yet.
Well, you can't really take videos when you're unconscious.
He said he was going to ask the doctors to do it. Whether or not he actually did that, I'm not sure.
Probably not.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Not very sanitary to take a phone in there.
Yeah. So, This is why he texts us.
Oh, joy. Private conversations between you and your brother. Right on the podcast. No one's going to hear it anyways. But
he said, hey, guys. Things are going well. Now he going to give me some gas X. And when I start blowing the wind and eating, then I'll be good to go. So, in case you misunderstood that, he said, hey, guys. Things are going good. He's going to give me some gas X. So I can start farting and eating. When I start farting and eating, I'll be good to go. I'm like,
what?
So this morning, this is what I wake up to from my grandmother, people. My grandmother. Hope all is enjoying this terrific present God has given us, including Matt to fart. Blessings and love.
What a sweet granny.
I'm like, what the fuck? What is happening? So, that's my family.
No wonder you're sleep deprived. I'd be laughing my ass off.
My family's freaking insane. Okay, thank you guys. Thank you for that.
Thank you for humoring him.
It's currently...
He doesn't have a lot of things to do.
It's currently probably 9 o'clock where they are right now, two hours. So, yes, thank you. You all have been up for probably 2 hours before me, and you all woke me up. So, thank you.
Thanks, Jordan's family.
Oh my gosh.
Well, actually, now you're up on time. You're still fucking late, but...
I had to poop.
Woohoo! I've been here for an hour.
My alarm actually went off at 6:30, and then I hit snooze and went off again at 6:35. And that's when the texts start rolling in. And I was like...
Wait, so you are awake for it.
Oh my gosh. What is happening? And then I got like 3 texts back to back. 2 from my family, 1 from one of my friends. Yeah. I'm like, what is happening?
I don't know.
People up so early. What are you doing? And then I walked over to the warehouse about to make tea and coffee. And then I realized I had to poop. And then that's when I got your text. I'm like, oh yeah, podcast. So after I pooped, I came over here.
Thank you for your detailed report.
Of course. I knew you was worried. How's your morning going?
It's going great. I met Ashley.
Who?
One of the old warehouse managers. She's staying on base in Rancho, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Super nice.
She's freaking dope a little bit. Where is she?
She's gone.
She's a little bit insane.
We're all a bit insane. She's willingly staying here.
She's like,
oh my god. Anyways, back to topic, which was sleep.
Oh, so I'm currently sleep deprived.
We're all sleep deprived.
And you could tell because I have a major headache and I start spouting random nonsense. Well, scratch that, more random than normal.
Oh god.
Yeah.
This podcast ain't gonna last.
No, it's not gonna last. How do you know when you're sleep deprived?
Me? When my face feels like the inside of a garbage can.
Oh, so when you get sick?
Yeah, kind of.
Cool.
Fine. And just, you know when you wake up and you're like super sluggish and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine picking something up when you're super sluggish.
Oh my god.
You know, it's like, you can't grab it.
Down there.
Always drop it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's me all day. I have morning hands all day. Fun fact, what I just described is called morning hands. It has been proven by the Londonderry High School and Manchester High School sophomore year of psychology classes. It was a joint partnership.
That's kind of cool. Who knew? Yeah, morning hands is not fun. Do you get sick a lot?
No, not really. I used to when I was younger and stuff.
Only when you sleep deprived.
That and... Yeah, definitely in the cold, too. Mostly because I'm an idiot and I wear very little clothing. I like the cold. So when I was younger, I'd get sick all the time because I love being outside in the snow.
I feel that.
Yeah. Nowadays, I still love being out in the snow, but I wear layers and I'm smarter about it, but I still love the cold. So
yeah, I only get sick probably like once or twice a year. Once a year, like really, really bad.
Yeah.
And then maybe later on, again, if I fuck up with something. But for the most part, I don't really get sick that much. If I'm like super sleep deprived, my body will just eventually just collapse on me. Yeah. And I'll just be destroyed and bedridden.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not fun.
Yeah, when you get really sick, it sucks.
Dude.
Because you just, you have no energy for anything. You don't even have energy to go take a crap.
Dude, I remember one time I was sick while all we was winter camping. Oh my God. The absolute worst.
Yeah.
Like, I had...
Falling sick in the outdoors sucks.
Before we left, I bought like 2 packets of Dayquil and NyQuil just in case. Dude, I was popping them like Skittles. I'm like, oh my God, make it go away. Oh, I just like sleeping in my Quigley like, Everybody went skiing. I was like, nope. I'm staying here. I'm reading my book. I like sat outside, ate quesadillas, and drank hot chocolate all day.
Oh, man.
Dude, so fucking dope. Oh, my gosh.
Ugh. When I was in the desert, one of my crew members got sick with valley fever.
Oof.
And she was my roommate.
Oof.
So I ended up going into quarantine, too. And I felt like crap one day when we went to work. And she was gone 3-4 days. She was out for the count kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I went to work one day and it was 100 degrees out. We were going through the water like hotcakes and I am just dying internally. I'm like, oh, why did I go to work today?
That's the worst.
I'm just, man. I'm swinging a sledgehammer. I'm trying to drive fucking rebar into the ground. It's like, yeah. I want to die.
Yeah. That's the worst. Working while you're sick.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Working and living in the outdoors when you're sick.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever called out sick from work. If I was sick and went to work, I've always had a head cold.
Yeah.
And by that, it was just like not contagious. Just like blowing nose constantly. Maybe you could see my eyes like swell. But yeah, for the most part, it's just like never really called out sick to work.
That's nice. I used to work in the food industry, so it was like I couldn't fake it. I couldn't like come in when I felt sick. I had to call out.
Yeah.
And of course, there was times when I called out sick and when I called out sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I was about to say, I worked in the food industry. I don't think I've ever gotten sick. To like call out.
Nice.
Which is great. Yeah, one time I was driving a truck, so I didn't have to call out there. I just like drove sick.
Still driving sick. Like.
Oh, driving sick is the worst. Dude.
Whoa,
heard of the place called Mission Barbecue?
No. What does this have to do with anything?
Okay. So that was one of my jobs.
Okay.
So Mission Barbecue, super big on military, public service, and like
hence Mission first responders Barbecue. Okay.
And like crap like that, which is really cool.
Yeah.
But they have this truck, big military vehicle. For you people who want to look it up, it's a big military vehicle called Deuce and a Half. It's a giant military Humvee. They have that outside of every Mission Barbecue. It's fucking dope.
Yeah, it's dope and a fucking gas-guzzling monstrosity.
Dude, I got to drive that for
what?
Because I was working for them. They let me drive that. I was like, this is fucking amazing. Oh my God.
Did you just drive around through like the parking lot crashing into cars or something? Or?
Dude, no. I never crashed into anything. I'm actually a really good driver, although some people would disagree just because I'm so-called reckless or drive like I know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm actually a really good driver.
No, I was saying crashing into shit for fun.
Oh, dude.
That thing would not get
a dent. I took off a piece of the sidewalk, hopped at the curb. I was like, well, they got that. I was like, I don't really care. They talked to me about that. They're like, you gotta go up the ledge. I'm like, okay. But dude, oh my goodness, that thing was so much fun. One time it was snowing, and we had probably like a couple inches on the ground, and then like below that, yeah, a couple inches on the ground, mainly slush. And so the way the truck works, it did not have power steering. So to turn, you had to hit the gas and then turn the wheel.
Yeah.
So I was going up one way. I came up to this curve. I was like, you know what? Let me take this turn. So slow down a little bit, get up to the turn, hit the gas to actually turn it. Tell me why that truck decided to go on two wheels during the turn. I'm like, what are you doing? I will admit, I may have been going a little too fast with it. So that was possibly my fault. Well,
mostly, really?
Definitely my fault, kind of my fault. Although, I was like, okay, I'm not too worried about it. Just went on two wheels. I'm like, sweet, this is dope. And you can tell it's on two wheels because the hum of it gets lower. And the hum of it actually gets lower. And then, like, 10 seconds later, you'll hear a giant thump, and then you'll just bounce. So that's how you know you're on two wheels, folks. That's not my... Okay, yeah. Another time I took a vehicle on two wheels, I was working...
I love how we got to the two-wheel vehicle section.
I was working in the warehouse with FEMA. Well, for FEMA. I was driving forklifts 24/7 all fucking day long. Like, just moving...
For FEMA?
Yes. Huh. Just moving pallets back and forth, looking for ghost pallets, loading trucks to, like, go out to the field with food, water, crap like that. So... This warehouse was huge. I can't even describe it. I think it's like 6 lengths of a football field.
Wait, what?
Yeah, the warehouse is pretty big. It's in Atlanta, Georgia. If you want the address, hit me up. I will give you the address.
Okay.
But yeah. One time I was punching it, like literally just going straight down one of the walkways. I was like, nobody's around. Let's fucking punch it and take it on two wheels. So I punch it, made it to the end, like couple feet from the end. I slowed down, like took my foot off the gas, and then whipped the wheel, and then slammed on the gas again. Dude, immediately went on two wheels. I was like parallel to the ground. And you just hear the hum like, and then you hear, I'm like, yes, fucking dope. Oh my god, dude, looking for ghost pallets and looking for ghost pallets and like moving crap all day, you have to entertain yourself.
Well, yeah,
like
they don't even have radios on those things.
So mind-boggling. Driving forklifts was the best part. And then when the truck comes, we literally went for the best timing record to unload the truck the fastest.
Yeah.
And like actually stage them correctly. One time, me and one of the famous staff, we was doing it. This was our last truck like before we left. We did it in 3 minutes. Unloaded and staged completely on 27 pallets in 3 minutes.
Shit.
Dude, my foot never left the gas. It was fucking amazing. I was having so much fun. Oh my goodness.
Oh man.
Oh, so pumped about that.
If you ever get back to that job, you should get like a paintball or airsoft gun and just like shoot your coworkers while they drive by.
Dude,
be like, suckers!
That'd be freaking hilarious.
You're going FEMA hunting.
They were all military vets, and a lot, all of them were special forces. Mm. So
you'd get your ass kicked.
Yeah, they'll definitely have flashbacks of Chase Me. Yeah. Like, that would not be good. No. Oh man. But yeah, so Goose, what's up with you?
Well, I'm sleeping all right, I guess. Other than that, not much. What else is new? I'm just doing me.
Wow. Very descriptive.
Yeah, shit. You, I, shit, man, it's not that easy, okay? I don't really talk about myself often.
Talk about yourself.
Why do I want to talk about myself?
Why?
Yeah.
Because the people want to know.
People don't want to know.
The people definitely want to know.
Oh my god. Okay, fine. What do I talk about myself then? What do you want to know?
How are you feeling? What are your deepest, darkest desires?
Bash you into the counter here?
No, that's too violent.
Drink your coffee.
No.
Start singing Dancing in the Moonlight.
Okay, I'm done with you.
Okay, and with that, it's a break. Oh, hush.
Oh,
we're back.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay. So that happened. Anyways, we just talked about sleep and a little bit about sickness, and then we got really off track.
Yeah.
Like, talk incredibly
about two
far.
Two wheels, forklifts.
And then you tried to have me talk about my feelings.
Yeah, you gotta talk about your feelings.
I am an emotionless robot!
Sure.
I don't wanna cry!
So, let's talk about sleep, sick.
Ooh, much better.
There we go. I knew we'll get there eventually. We touched a little
We touched a little bit about being sick.
Yeah.
But we didn't really talk about what it's like to be, like, really sick.
Yeah. If you're really sick, oh my goodness, you're definitely going to sleep all day and all night.
Or you're
going to
at least try.
At least try.
You're going to feel like you want it.
You will be on the bed, be on the floor, be on the couch upside down. Like, you will literally be everywhere.
You would be a giant burrito wrapped in as many blankets as you can find.
Yes. Oh my goodness. One time, I was sick, right?
Yeah.
I had like this major head cold, one of the worst I've had. Head was swimming. Okay. Like, whenever I moved, felt like liquid inside my brain just moving around. And then, like, blow my nose, it'll just explode out. I was sneezing, coughing everywhere. It was gross.
Oh, man.
And then, one time I was sleeping, I remember I had this dream so vividly. I was in a fucking maze.
What?
Yes, I was in a maze.
Like a hedge maze or a maze maze?
Maze
like,
maze.
Was it made out of dirt or cardboard?
Concrete.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's a fancy maze.
I was in the fancy maze. And I was like, friggin', I was going through the maze and like finding monsters and like swinging like, dude, the whole visual, it was amazing.
Oh, that's great.
When I got up, I think I got up around noon. I could not move to save my life. I opened my eyes. I'm like, okay, why is it still dark? What is happening? I like try to move around, can't move, like can't see nothing. I like start swinging. I'm like, what the fuck? And then I realize I'm under my blankets. So I like move my head out of my blankets. Look at me, and all I see is blankets and like creases everywhere. My legs are crossed, my arms are tangled. I'm like, what the fuck happened last night? I like tried to untangle myself, finally got myself untangled, and then I still can't move. Like the blankets somehow got like tangled and tied to each other.
The fuck?
I'm like, oh my god.
What
gosh.
Did you dream last night in that maze?
Dude, I'm telling you, man, that dream was so vivid. Yeah, I was like, this is insane. I like finally got myself untangled, got out of bed, got me some water. I was like, this sucks.
Oh man.
Try to give me some food. Went back to bed and went back to sleep. I was like, I hate this so much. Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was fine.
Nice. I remember being sick, like really sick, only two times.
Mm-hmm.
One was right after surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And
wait, surgery?
Why? Yeah, I got some stitches.
Where?
On my back. No.
Aww.
That and the swine flu. You remember when that was a big thing?
You got the swine flu?
I got the swine flu for a fucking week.
Oh my goodness, you got the swine flu? Oh my god.
So, when I had surgery on my back, I had like fever dreams. And I remember this, like, third day in, I woke up. Like, I jumped out of my bed. I turn around, and I just see, like, this giant spider, like, crawling on the wall.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, fuck this. I'm going downstairs.
Uh-huh.
And then I go downstairs, and I just see a raptor. No joke.
A raptor.
Like, right out of fucking Jurassic Park. Just walking around. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
I just go bug out. I'm like, oh, I'll take chances with the spider. So I'm walking around my room with a bat. My mom comes in. She's like, what are you doing? I'm like, there's a spider in here.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
God damn it.
And when I got the swine flu, oh man, I tried to sleep. I was constantly like plugged up. I couldn't breathe when I slept. I would be 90 degree angle trying to sleep.
Yeah.
And I never slept. For the first 3-4 nights, I didn't sleep a wink.
You can't sleep at 90?
No.
Oh.
I am the lightest sleeper in the world. I will wake up at the drop of the hat. If it is not perfect conditions for me to sleep, I will not sleep. No joke.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I mean, I don't snore unless I'm sick or if I'm facing directly up.
Yeah.
I usually sleep on my sides, on my stomach, which is horrible when you're sick. So, sleeping like this, trying to breathe, not trying to blow my nose so I can at least get some sleep and just having it drip down my face.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I just want to go to bed. I just want to pass out. Give me something to pass out. I don't care what it is. Just make me K the fuck out.
Crap, dude.
Yeah. And then I ended up falling asleep on the couch in front of on TV. That's the signal for me. If I fall asleep, broad daylight, with something in the background making noise, no earplugs, no face mask, nothing, this is serious.
Yeah.
And, yeah, being that sick is just horrible for me because I can't stand being sick. I hate being sick. I hate being incapable of doing anything. And being bored out of your fucking mind, just slowly dying inside.
Yeah. Yep. Same. Definitely feel that. Oh, man.
I kind of miss the fever dreams, though. Those were fun.
Dude, oh my goodness. I think the maze dream was like the weirdest sick dream I've had.
Mm.
And that was one of the most vivid.
And the entire time with my fever dreams, I was like off of something stronger than Vicodin for painkillers. I'm like, oh man, oh yeah.
Wait, how do you get Vicodin? Did you go to doctors?
Yeah, I had to get 4 stitches.
Yeah. But oh my goodness.
Yeah, it was like right in a shoulder blade too. Mm-hmm. So any movement of my right arm, just and I'm like, ow, ow, ow.
And you said you're a side sleeper too, so you can't even sleep.
I couldn't even sleep on that side. I had to sleep on my left side. I'm like, I can't move. Don't move.
I remember there's a when I stepped on. Like, I'm a side sleeper too.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember when I stepped on glass and it like went through the heel of my foot.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wrap in like a bandage and like have my leg propped up.
Ooh.
Yeah. I didn't sleep for like a good week because I have my leg elevated on like 3 pillows trying to sleep on my back. Like
shit, how far did it go?
What, through my foot?
Yeah.
So, you viewers can't see this, but this is my heel. It went through my left one. So, it went through the side and then came out this side.
Oh, so you got impaled.
Like, yeah, so like a good chunk, probably about that big.
Oh, kind of like my foot.
Was like still connected.
Yeah.
But it just like stuck through.
And it's on the heel of your foot too.
Yeah.
Oh, so even if you slept on your side, you still have pressure on it and shit. Oh. Yep. Yeah.
So I had to elevate my leg and like freaking sleep on my back like a
fucking
vampire in a casket.
With your arms crossed and everything, like, just put some fake teeth in there.
I did not sleep at all.
Mm.
Oh my goodness, it was insane.
So yeah, there is definitely a huge connection between sleep and sickness.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But you know, the best feeling ever is as soon as you start feeling better. As soon as you start feeling better and you're like running to your bed, you jump in and you immediately fall asleep for like 12 hours straight. Oh,
yes.
Oh, you don't care about wasted time. You don't care what time you wake up. You just want it. You need it. You feel great afterwards. Oh, I love that feeling.
Dude, it's fucking amazing.
I still won't be sick just for that feeling because I still don't want to waste my time sleeping all the time. So that's also kind of like factoring into why I've been an insomniac for most of my life.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But as soon as I recover from a sickness, minor or not, I immediately start eating. I immediately eat something delicious, something that's not porridge or bananas and
something savory, something you've been craving with so much flavor.
That you know would probably fuck you up if you were sick.
Yes, that you cannot eat if you're sick.
Spicy Thai noodles. I go for the spice. Oh, dude. Spicy pad Thai with some crunch. I go for
the pizza with some, like the most Italian pizza. No, most flavorful pizza.
Okay.
Sausage and basil.
Ooh.
Sausage and freaking basil.
Wait. Fresh basil?
Of course.
Okay. See. It's not a real pizza if it's not fresh basil.
Exactly.
You're not a real chef if you don't cook with fresh basil.
Exactly.
So why the fuck do we have fake basil?
Because nobody bought fresh basil. I'm not buying fresh basil for everybody. If I buy it, I'm buying it for myself.
Yeah.
Like I did when I made that pizza. And then we freaking crushed that.
Yeah.
I will buy it for myself. Nice. I'm not buying it for everybody else. As much as I love cooking for other people, I spend way too much money on you guys. I spend too much money, too much ingredients, just because I want to fucking cook for y'all. So much fun. I enjoy every second of it. No regrets. But I'm not doing that anymore.
Not unless you split the bill or something, or they pay for it.
No, not unless they pay for it.
Yeah.
Because I ain't splitting no bills.
How's the family?
Nah, that's Deirdre texting me.
Ah, your friend.
Yeah. My family's been quiet. Apparently, my brother's wife is going over there to see him and check on him.
Cool.
See how he's doing.
So that's good.
Awesome.
All right, well, I think it's time for a commercial.
Yeah. Let's take a commercial. See what happens.
Cool.
For this Halloween, give your friends the gift of fright with our patented bear costume made from real bear. So, welcome back. And don't forget, please buy that patented bear costume.
Made from real 100% black bear. Totally not one we killed recently. I mean,
definitely, what? Definitely not, because we haven't had bear food.
We haven't had bear.
Bear.
Just bear.
Just bear.
We have not had bear
yet.
One of these days, though, we're going to get bear.
So sad.
Oh, the bear. Not beer, bear. Come on, man. Don't give me those eyes. I know you like alcohol, but come on. We're talking about beer. I mean, bear. Ah! Now I want a bear beer.
What?
I want a beer that a bear drinks.
No. That's just weird.
Or is it? Just imagine.
That sounds like something that'll have like a crap ton of horse tranquilizers in it.
Patented.
Words are hard right now.
Yeah.
It's fine, folks.
A beer invented by bears. Just imagine. Just think. What would it taste like? What would it be? I feel like it would be a mead. Something with honey. But that's just stereotyping.
I feel like it'll be gross.
I feel like you're gross. Jeez.
Your mom.
Have some imagination, man.
My imagination is there. It's not my fault it imagines something gross.
Your mama imagines something gross.
No, it's always so funny. Because my mom would say something, and I'd be like, your mama. And then she'll be like, your mama. I'm like,
love that one.
I don't know what to say to that. I don't know.
Such a good joke.
awesome. Awesomeness.
But in all seriousness, Halloween is coming up.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Who here is a giant fan of Halloween?
Me.
Nobody.
Me.
Awesome.
Fuck you.
But, I think everybody likes Halloween.
Either you're a kid waiting for the candy, or you're the adult waiting to scare the shit out of people.
Growing up, never really celebrated Halloween.
Yeah, I lived in a neighborhood where probably 3 kids lived in the entire area. So there was no point for us to do Halloween there, suffice to say. But I'd always go to a friend's house, and we'd end up walking around his neighborhood. And there's always kids there, so I'd always dress up with something, and we'd try and match our ideas, so it'd be pretty interesting. It was fun. Yeah, me and Mike had great times.
Yeah, that sounded like fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, growing up, my family was, like, super religious, and then when they got separated, it was like, oh, yeah, probably good, but I'm like, but I did, at the time, when I was actually able to, like, go out, it was just like, oh, there's nobody to go out with now. So it was like, no point going out. So it was just like bad timing. I'm like, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
But a couple of years ago, me and one of my best friends, Austin, it was like, we like carved a pumpkin. And that was like both of our first times carving pumpkins. And we fucking killed it. Oh my goodness. It was amazing. We have like the pictures of progression, like the pumpkins and then
the stenciling and shit.
Yeah. Nice. And then like there's this one picture of just of us carving, but just the knife in the eye of the pumpkin. Just like that. And then the next one is like completely carved out. Dude, it's freaking amazing. I loved it.
Oh, I remember carving a pumpkin, and then for like added effects, it was the carving of a skull, and then I just buried my hatchet into it. Like just through the head. That was the pumpkin. No one stole the hatchet. I was very happy.
Yay.
Yeah.
I definitely would have taken the hatchet.
Yeah. But Halloween's like my second favorite holiday.
What's your first one?
St. Patty's Day.
Mm-hmm.
That's just me, though. That's just me having a very good excuse for partying.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about to say, I think my favorite holiday is Thanksgiving. just because I, like, really love food and cooking.
And it like used to be for me.
And Thanksgiving, I get to cook
and
eat, and, like, nobody judge me.
Used to be for me because back then we used to hunt for turkeys. Then my uncle found a dead body, and ever since then it's just like he doesn't want to hunt during Thanksgiving. We don't get game turkey anymore.
That's so sad.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't so much a body as a skull and some bones. But it was a human, yeah.
That's even worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I was there like a quarter mile away hunting with my cousin when we got a radio call, and he's like, yeah, meet me over here.
Wow.
Yeah. We got to go home, but he had to stay for like 3 hours talking to the police.
Yeah, I bet.
Hi, Michelle. Morning. Michelle's here now.
But yeah, I freaking love Thanksgiving. Mm. Oh my goodness. Sweet potato yams with marshmallow.
Wait, what?
Dude, that's my Wait, are you saying wait what because you haven't had that? Or because you
Because
don't know
I've
what I'm
never
saying?
Had
with marshmallows?
With marshmallows. Explain. Explain to me.
Oh
Come
my
on.
Gosh.
Treat my culinary ears to a tale.
So, sweet potato yams. You know, if you make it correctly, the marshmallows will blend into the yams, and then you sprinkle more marshmallows on top.
Okay.
So the marshmallows that actually blend into the yams will give the yams some sweetness, and then the marshmallows on top will actually mellow it out.
Hmm.
So, you make
cinnamon rolls.
Wait, what?
We have cinnamon what? Wait, I remember this.
Dude, and we have some. Cream cheese. Okay, we're making cream cheese icing tonight with cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, we make cinnamon rolls tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning? Do you want to pre-make them tonight so we could have them tomorrow?
Just kidding, I'm leaving. It doesn't matter.
Oh. Wait, did you ever get apple crisp?
I'm going to Moab after work.
Wait, what?
Wait, what?
Yeah, I'll be back on Monday.
Okay. You scam us for a second.
Wait, no.
You can't leave.
Okay, now that's over. Oh, sweet potato yams and marshmallows. Mm. Oh my goodness. Dude, everybody, like, that's definitely one of my specialties. If I have time to, like, if I have the patience to actually make it correctly, make it how I want it to, dude, freaking bomb. Oh my goodness. Like, I had a couple of requests to make some for people.
Shit.
But I'm just like, yeah, no. I'm like traveling, sorry. I can't make it.
Send me the recipe sometime.
No. Aww. It's a trade secret.
Fine.
AKA I try to just make it up. I have like the basic ingredients and then everything else is up for like whatever flavor you want. So if you want to go for a more Halloween-y flavor, yeah. Or if you want to go for a more airy Christmassy flavor.
Fucking hell, man. Yeah. Just teasing.
Or if you want to go for a Thanksgiving flavor, go with the original recipe.
Nobody knows the recipe.
I know the recipe.
Man. The thing I look forward to now for Thanksgiving is my grandmother's lava potatoes. Like, she makes mashed potatoes with so much butter in it, it's just like melting your mouth goodness. It is delicious. And she bakes it. She bakes the mashed potatoes, too, so the top is nice and crispy.
That sounds amazing.
It's so good. So good.
Yeah, I freaking love cooking.
I've tried recreating it. I can't do it. I wish I could, but I can't.
I freaking love cooking and, like, experimenting.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I still got to make the gluten-free pizza.
Yes, we
got
to do that.
Now, gluten-free banana bread.
Ooh. I like... Even Michelle's like, ooh.
Yeah. I tweaked my recipe after looking up how to make gluten-free stuff in high altitude for, like, 2 hours.
Well, shit.
And then I finally figure out how to tweak my recipe to actually make it work. Now all I have to do is test it. I'm like, this will
That's
be
kind
so
of an important thing,
dumb.
Yeah.
Just cut the mold off.
Or not. That works.
Yeah. But cooking is fine.
Yeah. What's your favorite Halloween treat to make?
Oh, to make?
Yeah.
I don't normally make Halloween treats.
Uh-huh.
If I make something, it's normally pumpkin pie with like the pumpkin puree.
Okay.
That's what I made most recently.
Yeah, pumpkin pie is great.
Dude, and sweet potatoes with marshmallows, yams and marshmallows.
Yeah.
Like, those are basically dessert. That's the thing, they can be dessert, or they can be a main meal, which is freaking amazing. It depends on how sweet you make it.
Oh, shit.
If you make it super sweet, aka changing like some of the recipes,
it'll
definitely be
milk.
A dessert. Huh?
Sweetened condensed milk.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, one time I made fudge.
You made fudge.
Totally make fudge. I love making fudge. I have all the stuff to make fudge.
Okay, we'll figure out who's
still making fudge.
We'll figure out who wants fudge, and we'll just charge everybody a bit to help pay for the ingredients.
I'm down with that.
Because we're all broke.
I'm down with that.
How about you, Michelle? Would you want fudge?
Wait.
I like fudge, but I'm not going to eat any fudge.
Aww. Okay.
Not eating sweets. Too many sweets.
Yeah, there's been a lot of sweets this
or
summer.
Alcohol.
There has.
Kind of
more or less.
Really? Yeah, until Halloween. Halloween, everybody
say,
getting
did you
blasted
give me apple
in here.
Crisp?
It's in the
top right.
shelf of the fridge, like in between me and his food. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, check the left side of the fridge.
Yeah. Cooking is fun. Desserts are bomb.
Oh, yeah.
I love making desserts and making, just cooking in general. Dude,
I make a mean coconut cream pie.
That, the stuffed apples I made for, Sarah and Caitlin, I'm like, oh my goodness, I actually wonder how it tasted. Like, it's driving me crazy.
Yeah. You should ask them.
Nah, I don't really care that much. I'm sure it was good. It was gone.
Yeah.
How'd
you make stuffed apples?
Huh?
How'd you make stuffed apples?
So, to make stuffed apples, you cut the tops off, and then you take a spoon, carve out the inside.
Get rid of the core, basically.
Yeah, get rid of the core. Keep some of the guts if you want. And then you take granola, cinnamon, brown sugar, nutmeg, and if you want garlic, cloves. Put that in, mix all of that, and then take some of the apples in size, mix that in as well. Although we forgot to do that last time.
Yeah.
And then you just put that back inside the apples, and then you take some egg wash, rub that on the outside of the apples, and then you put it in the oven, cook it for probably like 15 minutes or so until the inside sticks together, the outside softens up a little bit, and then it's good.
Oh yeah.
It is really good.
Do you stick the cloves on the outside or on the inside?
You just mix it all.
Okay.
Because you want it all to like have a little clovey flavor.
Mm-hmm.
A little clovey flavor. Yeah, it was really good.
I make my stuffed apples look like freaking pineapple grenades with all the cloves on the outside. That way it doesn't like mess around with the granola or the stuffing, whatever have you.
Mm-hmm.
I once made stuffed apples with pudding in it.
Ooh.
Oh yeah, baked pudding.
That sounds
amazing. Baked pudding. It was great.
Oh my goodness.
But I didn't want cloves in it, so I stuck it on the outside, giving the apple some clovery flavor.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked so funny.
This was the first time I made it. I just got like super fancy with it.
Oh yeah,
like,
you even got like the drizzle going.
The caramel sauce. That's just like syrup. That was like one of the old recipes. So like some of the stuff I made that time.
Yeah.
Put in it that time. I did not put it in this time.
Gotcha.
So it wasn't as sweet because I don't think people here had that much of a sweet tooth.
I feel like we all get a sweet tooth just because all the free sweets that
exactly.
we get. And then we start craving it more and more. So we buy ice cream.
Yeah, but they don't like stuff that sweet.
No, they don't
like,
want
by sweet tooth, stuff. I mean like my stuff gotta be sweet.
No, like, I can't handle too sweet.
Exactly. That's why I didn't make it that sweet.
Yeah. Fair.
I'm like, oh yeah, I could totally handle this too sweet. Like, I don't care. I freaking love sugar.
Yeah. I can't stand sweet drinks either. Like,
No. Yeah.
Sweet alcohol? No, can't do it.
Yeah.
No. I don't know. My stomach does not agree with it.
It depends on it. Washington apple shots? Oh my goodness, freaking amazing. I could take like three of those and be like, yes.
Now, Fireball. Fireball is definitely not sweet, but I can handle that shit like crazy.
Fireball.
Oh my god, yeah. It's just that antifreeze is so good. It's so good.
Oh my,
I mean, it's basically banned in almost every other country, but...
mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it breaks their liquor laws because of the antifreeze.
Mm-hmm.
They had to change the recipe.
Has antifreeze in it?
Fireball. Yeah.
Like 30%. That explains so much.
I remember one time I was out drinking at one of my own regular places.
Mm-hmm.
And I was already in super deep. And then these guys came up and challenged me to a ping pong game. So I'm like, okay, cool. All
right.
So I like played them in ping pong and I won. And then they was like, all right, cool, we'll buy you a drink. So they bought me a drink.
Mm.
So I was drinking that. And I just kept winning. I couldn't stop. And then they just kept buying shots. So I just kept taking shots of Fireball the whole time while drinking the whole time. And I still never finished my drink. I was like, oh my gosh, this just is so bad.
Nothing but shots.
Yep, nothing but shots of Fireball.
Damn.
Yeah, I totally threw up that night. I'm like, I can't.
Fair enough.
I came back and I was still with it. They still bought me a drink. I went, no. I don't wanna. Oh, it was a fun night. I enjoyed it.
I remember a night like that.
That, my friends, is how you get free drinks. I get multiple free drinks if I go out by myself. Oh, dude. Freaking crush it.
I went to Mexico with a friend for a week. And we went to a 3-star resort where all the drinks were free for us.
But yes.
I met a New Zealander there. And we were just hanging out at like the sports bar. This place had like 20 different bars too.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're hanging out at the sports bar. And he's just giving me drink after drink after drink. I'm like, you know it's free, right? And he's like, yeah, but still.
Yeah.
So I keep hammering him back.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually have a chugging match, and I win because he can't handle the cold brews.
Oh,
because they're,
God,
like, lukewarm there, apparently, or something.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, I can get it, but after a while, it does kind of hurt to chug beer that's cold.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, halfway through the night, he, like, sidles me up to his two sisters, and he's like, yeah, you know my friend? And he's trying to hook me up with him. I'm like, dude, I love you.
Yeah.
So, 18 shots of Fireball and a half dozen shots of tequila later, I wake up at 2:30 a.m. on the beach with the two sisters. And I'm like stumbling back to my hotel room from the beach, trying to put my pants on. Oh, and I'm like, what? What? I'm like, damn. Tequila. Yeah.
Tequila will fuck you up, man.
Yeah.
I remember one time hanging out with this one dude. Every time I like go out, I always just see him out there. Both of us were like drinking so much. But I always see him up there. He always be like, yo, hook me up. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I like take him, start talking to these girls. And I like pass it off to him. And he just stands there like a deer in the headlights. I'm like, what are you doing? I got you started, you fucking idiot. And he just stands there. And then I have to keep it going. And then I get to a point where I just like, nope, fuck it.
Yep.
Bye. It's been nice talking to you.
He's on his own.
Yep, he's on his own. I'm like, yeah, no. I could play wingman, but only if they actually keep it going. Like, I will not keep it going for you. That is not my job.
Yeah.
And it's like, most of the time, I just go out there just to, like, drink and de-stress and play cool.
Uh-huh.
And then he's always like, yo, hook me up. I'm like, no, fine. Whatever.
Yeah. Unless specifically asked, I'm not like a wingman person.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely not.
No, I don't actively seek that shit out. It's too much of a trouble.
Dude,
we talked about this too. Like,
too much of a hassle.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
To reiterate from last podcast talk that we talked about,
I'm like, it is not worth the trouble.
Yeah, not to mention, nobody wants it anymore. Nobody wants to be like. Set up at a bar or be hit on at a bar. Nobody
exactly.
goes to a bar to be hit on.
Exactly.
Gender neutral, drink. Either way. People go there to drink, to have fun with their friends or by themselves,
mm-hmm.
and they want to be left the fuck alone by strangers usually.
Yep.
Like 90% of the time.
Yep. Exactly.
Sure, if you get hit on a bar, it's kind of flattering, but it's also very annoying.
Dude, super flattering, super annoying.
Yeah. I mean, you try talking your way out of being hit on when you're the DD and you're trying to haul three drunk friends around. Like, I wish I could stay with you. I wish we can get to know each other. But I have to haul these idiots back to the car before they do something incredibly stupid in the middle of the city. Where they don't know where they're going.
I would just let it happen and be like, yeah, my bad.
I'm more the responsible DD. Like, I take responsibility for these dipshits if they get drunk. And it's like, okay, I'm the DD. They're counting on me to get them home.
Yeah, you know? I'll definitely make sure they get home. With who and how? Hey, that's up to them. I ain't gonna stop them for doing stupid shit.
All right.
I'm like, I'll get y'all home. Y'all just may be a little fucked up in the process, but still, y'all gonna get home. So many times I've like played wingman, or I like set my friend up with this one girl who was like fucking plastered out of my. Wasn't my best decision, but it got me like 2 free beers out of it. And at the end of it, he was like, I hate you so much, because he actually had a girlfriend. And I like still set him up with her. And it was fucking amazing. And she was
girlfriend
like,
wasn't happy.
Oh no, she don't know.
She don't know.
Nothing happened. Like, it was just like a little butt grabbing, groping. Yeah. So, her friends... Oh, crap. Hold on. So, her friends, like, came over and, like, tried to grab her from him. And I was just standing there laughing my head off. Like, fucking amazing. And then... Oh, my gosh. Fucking amazing. Oh, dude, it was a great night. But we actually got to get to work now, so I feel like this should be the end of it. Goose, what say you?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much time to go soon-ish, yeah. So we got to pack up, too.
Yeah, so this has always been a pleasure. Good talking to y'all.
Happy Halloween if
happy,
we don't see you.
Yes, happy Halloween. Whee!
This commercial was brought to you by the Adopt a Mug Foundation. Pay $5, get your name on a mug, and that way you'll never lose it. Ever. All proceeds go to the Cold Pizza Podcast Coffee Fund. Charges liable to change. All hail the Shrine of the Coffee Gods.